and currently 72 degrees in Lynchburg, 66 in Bedford, 68 in Salem, 72 in Danville, 70 in Roanoke. We got more rain yesterday.
We did get some more rain.
Yeah.
It was nice, I have to admit.
Well, I mean, everything was looking so dry at the house. We really, really needed it.
My front yard's doing good. My backyard is, it's got a lot of vegetation. It's not grass. It's vegetation. It's a mixture. I think I've counted 20 different kinds of weeds back there. But at least it's holding the ground from washing out. So I'm not complaining
too
much.
So there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
You know, my philosophy is if it's green, it's fine.
Right. I mean, the front yard looks like it's actually taken care of, and it is barely. But the backyard is just, it's a hodgepodge.
Usually our front field is beautiful.
Right.
I mean, it is. Nice. It looks like a ball field.
Oh, really? Okay.
But now it looks like a dried out.
Well, I've seen it when it looks good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a chore to get that puppy mowed.
Right now, as well, not now because you can't mow it.
Right.
It's just now. Maybe if we can get some decent rain, maybe we'll be able to. But it's been not a lot of mowing going on this summer because it's been pretty hot and dry. So hopefully, wherever you are, you have enough rain anyway.
So do you? You feel blessed, being, born in this country, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Kaylee, you feel the same way?
Yeah.
Yeah, feel blessed. What about being white? I mean, we would be considered Caucasian. I mean, I have to fill out things every now and then.
Some of us whiter than others.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like the poster child for like white out for because I try to stay out of the sun and be healthy and that kind of thing.
It's not something
I spent a lot of time thinking about.
Do you feel like you won the lottery because you were white? I mean,
do I feel like I won the lottery?
Yeah, because you're white.
Well, look, I feel blessed, but we were pretty poor growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hardly feel like I won the lottery.
Right.
Necessarily.
So you're not feeling any sense of guilt for being
white. Where are you going here?
Well, we're going to listen to some stuff coming up here from Beto O'Rourke, who, by the way, almost beat Ted Cruz. I want to let you know.
Almost.
He almost became a senator in the state of Texas.
Almost.
Of all states.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he didn't. He ran for president. Didn't do that great because he said, hell yeah, I'm going to take your ARs away from you.
Yeah, well.
But he's taken serious in some circles, mostly Democratic circles.
Not any of ours. Yeah,
I'm couching the questions that way because, this is what it's like to be white in the 21st century.
Mm.
Quote, as a white person with privilege, both from my whiteness and my neighborhood, I recognize the need to make sacrifices for the purpose of correcting hundreds of years of murder, slavery, discrimination, and lack of educational and economic opportunities perpetrated upon people of color. I understand that access to top schools is a key component in economic and social advancement. Therefore, I commit that my children will not apply to or attend any Ivy League school or U.S. News and World Report top 50 schools, so that position at that school is available for people of color to help correct historical wrongs. Don't be a racist hypocrite. Sign the pledge today. And just in case you were thinking of tossing it on the pile with the supermarket coupons and the publisher's clearinghouse, you may already have won postcards. Dallas Justice Now adds this warning, quote, please note, Dallas Justice Now will be publicly announcing the names of those who have and have not signed the pledge. Uh-huh. So if you white liberal allies are just thinking you can point to your tax-deductible donation to the El Paso Festival of Aspiring Rappers, that ain't gonna cut it anymore. The O'Rourke family from Texas tried that to the point where their cute little middle schooler, Beto, never missed an opportunity to excoriate himself.
As a white man who has had privileges that others could not depend on or take for granted, I've clearly had advantages over the course of my life.
The way in which I acknowledge the truth of the criticism that I have enjoyed white privilege, absolutely, undeniable.
You're right. There are things that I have been privileged to do in my life that others cannot.
It's not because I'm a great person or I'm a genius or I figured anything out. A lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm a white man.
Now, Mark Stein's talking about a pledge they want people to sign. And remember, Beto O'Rourke won.
He's sacrificing his children.
Right.
He's not sacrificing, but he's sacrificing his children's education.
Mm-hmm. So
that's interesting.
That's Beto O'Rourke, the guy that almost won in Texas. So, it's really silliness, I think.
Look, here's the thing. I'm not going to take away anybody else's experience. If you are a person of color and you have experienced racism, mm-hmm. I can't speak to that because I'm not a person of color. Mm-hmm. Now, as a woman, I can speak to what it's like being a woman who automatically was not eligible for a job because they already had their token woman on staff. Mm-hmm. And there was one woman allowed on the air, in the air staff. There mm-hmm. were, and that was it. That, if that was covered, then you need not apply.
Right.
I can speak to sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. I can speak to things like that. Now, do I feel cursed because I'm a woman? No. Everybody has challenges.
Sure.
Everybody. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what sex you are. Everybody has a story. You don't know all of my story. I don't know all of your story. So I don't want to take away from what other people have experienced. Mm-hmm. But this is just hogwash.
Right.
It's not just hogwash. It's patronizing, condescending hogwash. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole different level of hogwash.
Right. Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah.
That kind of hogwash.
Right.
I mean, I'm like you. I mean, we were blessed in the sense that, we all had pretty good health, at least until my dad's later years. But I can remember mom buying powdered milk and a gallon of milk. And she could make, powdered milk, 3 gallons of milk.
That's right.
By mixing in the milk.
Yep, we did that.
And we learned to stretch things.
Oh, yeah.
And pinch pennies. Right. And I learned all that.
My mother bartered for things.
Up. Yeah.
We grew our own food.
Mm-hmm.
I remember coming home saying, "Are we poor?" Because somebody in school said if you ate beans and potatoes, you were poor,
mm-hmm.
and cornbread. Which right. I mean, that's so. I was like, "Darn, it's really good. Have y'all had it? It's really tasty." So I don't know, but it does bring me to this next story where George Foreman has really stood up. And spoken out against some of these athletes who are anti-American.
Mm-hmm.
He says that it's just posturing, that being anti-American has somehow become fashionable.
Right.
So, and we've talked about that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be different like everybody else.
Right.
I'm going to be an activist like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke out last week. Saying that he's never, ever going to turn his back on America. So,
yeah.
He said he will continue to celebrate America. He just says it's kind of, fashionable to be anti-American.
Well,
and people ask me what I'm talking about. And he said, "Can't you see what was done then and what was done now? Can't you see it?" And I tell them swiftly, you can't talk me out of my love for America.
Yeah, that's good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty neat interview. He did an interview with Brian Kilmeade.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
It's been called the land of opportunity, and I believe that to be true in America because, because of hard work, I started doing side jobs to the point where I had to come home and tell the wife, "I'm going to have to quit my job because I got so much side work lined up, I think I'm going into business." And for the next 20 years, worked my tail off and, I had a good 20-year run and it was a lot of fun. I got to do things because I had my own business, but I had to work. I mean, I had it, became my life.
Mm-hmm.
And for all those small business owners out there, they know what I'm talking about.
Well, and let me just, one of the shows that I like to watch is called Project Runway.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have these designers some of these designers come from other countries. They've lived in huts.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and then they had no electricity, and they had, and they came to America, and they, you know, they worked jobs cleaning houses, mm-hmm. and they did. And you, if you watch those people and how thankful they are just to be in America,
mm-hmm.
they are so thankful, and we are so ungrateful.
Right.
I mean, if you live in America, I don't care what color you are, you should feel like you've won the lottery to a certain
just
extent.
To be here.
You may not have won the, like, the big pick six, but
right.
you've won a scratcher, mm-hmm. you know, for sure. So
I can tell you that people are looking for employees right now, and if you have half the gumption that you need, because most people don't even have half the gumption to go out and do something, this is truly right now the land of opportunity. There's help wanted signs everywhere, and there's no reason for you to be unemployed. You know, I just, and when you take on side jobs like I did, in other words, I worked a 40-45 hour week, and then I took side jobs on, so, you know, I'd work an additional 15 to 20 hours a week, and you find a sense of accomplishment, you feel good about yourself, and, you know, you might even be able to start your own business. And you take a risk when you do that. Trust me, I took a lot of risks, and it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard work.
Yeah.
I mean, you follow any of these guys that were success stories, and we're still watching The Food That Built America. It was hard work, and hard work has its rewards.
Yeah, it does.
So it's the land of opportunity, not the land of oppression, like some would like you to believe.
But opportunity just means it's out there, but you have to go do the work.
You
got to
go grab it.
That means that's an action. You actually have to take action.
Yeah, it's a verb.
Hey, we have an update on that accident that happened on 460 in Bedford County. A fatal crash happened there this morning.
Okay.
And according to the Bedford County Police Department, crews responded to East Lynchburg-Salem Turnpike Monday, and apparently the vehicle was very damaged, and everything is cleared out and fine this morning, but apparently there was a fatality there. It's just a terrible accident. We're going to take a look at some of the stories that are impacting you in Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the south side. We've had an awful lot of accidents lately, though. You guys, you know, be careful out there. Give yourself plenty of time to get to work this morning. Pay attention. Stay off your phones. Turn up your radio.
I love that advice. Advice you can live by.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
Hey folks, Mark Dalton here with the Terry Auto Group. Are you looking for a new VW? I got you covered. Are you looking for a new Subaru? I've got you covered. So you're looking for a pre-owned used vehicle? Well, guess what? I've got you covered there too. We have four locations with close to 400 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, as well as new VWs and new Subarus. So when you're in the market for your next vehicle, think Terry Auto Group, where we have your safety at the top of the list, and we'll make your purchase experience the best you've ever had. In fact, we'll even bring the car and set it in your driveway so you can test drive it right from your house. We also include a lifetime powertrain warranty on all of our new VWs and new Subarus. So check us out 24/7 at terryautogroup.com. That's terryautogroup.com. You'll love our cars.
Hi, my name is Jacob Mast, the head golf professional at Poplar Grove Golf Club, with a few questions for you. What are the two sweetest sounds in golf? The swishing sound made by that perfect shot, and the sound you hear when the ball hits the bottom of the cup. any golfer knows that. But here are some things you may not know. Did you know the last course Sam Snead designed was Poplar Grove Golf Course? Did you know that Poplar Grove is ranked number 14 in Virginia by Golf Digest? The final question is, have you seen us lately? We're Poplar Grove Golf Club. Call us for tee times or membership opportunities.
Looking for some great food and good times? InsaneRadioDeals.com has the deal for you. $50 Trio Brick Oven Eatery gift cards for only $37.50. That's right, $50 gift card to Trio Brick Oven Eatery for only $37.50. With their menu of made-from-scratch pizza with fresh ingredients, signature wings, and much more. A $50 gift card to Trio Brick Oven Eatery in Forest for only $37.50. This deal and many more at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
It's the Morning Jam, 7:21 on a Tuesday. Tomorrow's hump day. I get to play my little hump day. You know, I get so excited.
You
just
do.
Just being able to do that. Having fun with that.
Why?
I just...
You don't know why?
I just... Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons that Wednesday is fun and hump day. I mean, because obviously the halfway point,
that's true.
For us, you know. Of course, we start
Is that your
early.
Favorite day? Is that your favorite day?
No,
of
Friday
week?
Is my favorite day.
Oh, okay.
Friday is, well, maybe Saturday, but Friday is like this precursor to Saturday.
Saturday Eve.
Yeah, it's Saturday Eve, right. And I get to sleep until 7:30.
Crazy.
Or even longer if my body will allow it. So,
yeah, see, I always say I'm going to do that, and then I'm up by 6.
Right. Yeah.
I blame the dogs.
Sound like you had a whole harem with you last night there.
I got up this morning and I'm like, are they all in the bed? I mean, granted, it's a king size bed, but dang, y'all. And I thought my husband was snoring last night, but I think it may have been Dallas. In retrospect,
right?
Yeah, so I may have been punching him for no reason.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I mean,
he's got bruised ribs this morning.
May have to apologize for that later.
Hey, we got Doug on the line. He wanted to talk about work. Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning, guys. Did you say it was Trump Day?
Trump Day!
or maybe Jump Day. That's when I jump out of bed on Wednesday to go to work.
There you go.
Could be.
But, you know, I think two things ought to happen in every child's life. The first one is, when they become an adult, they ought to have to go get a paper route.
Okay.
20 years ago, I was working a job as a diesel repair shop. I had an entertainment business I was trying to do, and plus having a paper route in Roanoke City. And, you know, you're in real trouble when you go around to collect the money because of some reason 30 of the no-nacks doesn't pay the bill into the paper company, and you have to go around and collect it, and you don't have no money at all for gas or anything.
Right.
And then you go up, knock on the door, and the guy says, well, I don't have the $7. You'll have to come back tomorrow.
No.
But I think everything that goes in life, if it's not worth pursuing and you're getting off your tail and doing it, regardless if you got to have two or three jobs. You know, we had a guy that, you know, I'm a diesel engine builder, and we had a guy that was in North Carolina said, Doug, I'd like to have what you got. And I said, well, you work 100 hours a week, you'd have what I've got.
Yeah.
He goes, 100 hours a week? Hell no, I ain't doing that. But if you own your own business, anybody that's ever owned their own business knows you got to do whatever that it takes to make it happen.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that you'd be able to go and take off on vacation and you got two jobs to finish up.
Yeah.
You got to do whatever it takes. And so I just kind of wanted to make that comment.
Well, and that's the thing, Doug. A very, very good point. You don't know, and this is what we were saying just a minute ago, you don't know another person's story. You don't know.
Yeah.
We find ourselves, you know, being envious of these fake Facebook lives that we see, and you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Sure.
With somebody else, and he's right. If you're willing to do what he did to get where he is, then maybe so.
Yeah,
like Steve Martin said, I would do anything to be thin and in shape, except for eat right and exercise. So I'll do anything but that.
Yeah,
don't want to do that.
And, you're going to face adversity, Janet. You've shared, your story with your mom, and that. That built character that I can see gets fleshed out on a,
with
passion.
You see, and as you get older, things that you thought were a curse growing up, you realize were their own blessing in their own way.
Yeah.
My mother was always ill. My first earliest memories were of her being very ill. I never had the luxury of being that bratty team, oh, I hate you, and things like that, because I didn't know if I was going to have her the next day. Mm-hmm. Now, that seemed like a burden at the time, but in retrospect, we had a very sweet relationship in a lot, not that it was perfect,
right.
but in a lot of ways, you know, that was a blessing because you didn't have the luxury of indulging in your petty. I look around and I see how families treat each other. I see children who are unkind to their parents or to their in-laws, you know, estranged, not speaking for years. Mm-hmm. And it's just foolish.
Yeah.
Life is so, so short.
Sure.
So for me, that was a huge blessing. Mm-hmm. I don't indulge in that to indulge in mm-hmm. that. So it just depends on how you look at things, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, our text number is 434-248-0704. We're going to give you an opportunity right now to win a really fun experience for, and is this for two people?
I think it's for one, I believe, right? It's a $25 certificate to go towards, and you've got the sheet in front of you there, Kaylee, some kind of a body massage or do-it-yourself something.
Oh, no body massage.
Yeah,
or something, I don't know.
It's a nourishing body lotion class.
There it is.
With Ocean Orchid, August 8th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Hmm.
And so we're going to ask a trivia question here. And whoever gets the first person that gets the correct answer will win this program voucher. So, okay. When were the first known Olympic Games held? And I'm going to give you some facts about the Olympics without trying not to give this away.
All right.
Some serious history buffs might figure it out here, or get close. But the Olympics began at, pretty much everyone knows this, in ancient Greece. And the first event was a 192-meter foot race. And a cook named Corbius actually won this event. And the Olympics started to decline, actually, when Emperor Nero... Well, this wasn't why they declined, but it was a sign that they did. He entered his own Olympic chariot race and disgraced himself by declaring himself the winner.
Wow.
Even when he fell off his chariot during the event. And then
some things never change.
That sounds
seriously
familiar.
Sounds very on brand for him.
Yeah. And like our current administration.
Oh yeah.
I'm creating jobs. But I digress.
It officially declined when a Christian emperor declared for a ban on all pagan festivals, which this was considered a pagan festival.
Wow.
Came back a little later on, won't tell you when, because that could be another nice trivia question to use at some point. But when a certain, I believe it was a French baron, decided to try to bring this back, and he met with the union in Paris and proposed the idea of reviving the Olympics as an international athletic competition held every 4 years, which is how we know it now.
Mm-hmm.
He got the approval 2 years later and founded the International Olympic Committee, which became the governing body of the modern Olympic Games. So when did the Olympics start? When were the first Olympics? Text us.
Do you have a trivia?
And this is in America? When did they start in America, or when did they start?
When did they start? In Athens, Greece. What year did they start?
Okay. All right.
Do you have a multiple choice for us?
Yes.
Okay.
So here are your four guesses. 38 BC is A. B is 776 BC. C, 170 BC. And D, 884 BC. Which one is it?
Do it one more time.
A is 38 BC, B is 776 BC, C is 170 BC, and D is 884 BC.
All right. 434-248-0704 is our text number, and you need to include your name with your guess, and you could win a $25 gift certificate to Ocean Organics. They're doing a workshop. You can learn to make your own lotions and that type thing.
Yeah.
They're located in the Lynchburg Community Market. So we will have that. I don't know the answer. I got to find out from Kaylee so I can say when we have our winner.
Okay.
So
we also are having the news come up from WDBJ7, Kimberly McBroom. And Kaylee and Janet and I will have some local stories for you as well. It's our Tuesday edition of The Morning Jam.
CBS News Brief. The VA is imposing COVID vaccine requirements on medical workers. New York City and the state of California are also imposing mandates on employees. Dr. Stella Safo at New York's Mount Sinai.
Some of my patients who've been a little bit reluctant to get their vaccine, now that they're seeing the numbers go up, are asking questions of like, you know, what do you think about the vaccine? Should I get it?
Medical professionals say yes amid a new spike in cases and hospitalizations. The Olympics are being spared a wave of brutal weather. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes.
Typhoon 8 has taken a dramatic turn and is now heading north, and that is good news for Tokyo's Olympic organizers. Tokyo has been hit by torrential rain, which is causing problems for some events.
An update on the country's largest wildfire, the Bootleg Fire in Oregon. WTVL-TV's Trish Close.
Firefighters have made excellent progress with 98 miles of completed fire line in the zone. However, more than 70 homes have been destroyed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. State police say one person's dead after a crash on Route 460 in Bedford County. It happened last night near Goode at the intersection with Highview Drive. It's not clear what caused the crash. Virginia lawmakers are a week away from a special session of the General Assembly. Governor Northam is outlining priorities for more than $4 billion of federal funding. He proposed spending $250 million on school ventilation projects. That's on top of $350 million for small business recovery, tourism, and economic development, and $700 million for broadband. And turning now to coronavirus, the rate of tests coming back positive is climbing. It is now at 4.3%. When asked if there could be another mask mandate in the Commonwealth, the governor responded with a push to get more people vaccinated. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
A short drive will save you money.
Car buying is simple at Feller Chevrolet. You can buy online or at the store. It's quick, easy, and a clean, safe environment. We have non-commissioned salespeople and a three-day money-back guarantee so you can buy with confidence. Feller's is also here after the sale. We can do warranty work on all GM cars, not just Chevrolets, and our techs can service all makes and models. No matter what your automotive needs, I promise we can deliver. So come see us. You'll be glad you did.
Feller Chevrolet in Alta Vista.
Make a lasting impression. Lunch at the Crown Sterling, Lynchburg's crown jewel dining establishment. It is the best way to make a lasting impression, whether that's businesses or catching up with someone important. Every dish on the Crown Sterling's lunch menu is $12 and under and still features signature sandwiches, handcrafted burgers, and other specialty items with a salad bar that's now open. Make a lasting impression at the Crown Sterling, serving lunch weekdays 11:30 to 2 p.m. and dinner every Monday through Saturday.
For the next few seconds, picture yourself retired. However you picture your retirement, planning early is the best way to make it happen.
State Farm agents Mallory Teagarden and Lori Watkins are here in the Central Virginia community to help.
We can chat with you about the kind of retirement you want and then help you find the best ways to save for it.
A little today can add up for a lot tomorrow, so get started now.
Call State Farm agent Lori Watkins or Mallory Teagarden in the Central Virginia community.
And picture yourself happy.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Wyatt. Warm and buggy. Today, highs at 91 degrees. Can't rule out a stray shower in the afternoon. Otherwise, lows at 69 tonight. Hot weather coming back in on Wednesday. 95 the high with low storm chances, but it will be humid. Lows at 68 Wednesday night. And on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny. It'll be the warmest day of the week with a high near 96 degrees.
Currently 72 degrees in Lynchburg, 73 in Danville, 70 in Roanoke and Salem, and 70 in Bedford.
735. We've got some guesses out there, but they're all wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's A, 38 BC, B, 776 BC, C, 170 BC, and D, 884 BC. Am I right on all those, Kaylee? Did I get those
you
right?
You are correct, yes.
Okay. So, can we say which ones they've guessed and we can eliminate and make it a little easier?
Sure.
Okay. Giving away a certificate for a, what is it called again? I don't have the sheet in front of me.
Oshun,
yeah.
$25
yeah.
Gift certificate.
Yeah, the
and,
actual.
And it's they're teaching you to make your own lotions.
Okay. I knew I had another one.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Yeah, and it expires. This gift certificate expires on the 15th of August. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the Lynchburg's Parks and Recreation Miller Center.
Several people guessed C, and we had a guess for A.
Okay, and those two are wrong. So, mm-hmm. gee, what does that leave? B and D.
Mm-hmm.
B being 776 and D being 884. All right, we're going to get into the news. Do you believe the lightning strikes twice in the same spot? Is it possible?
I had a friend who was struck twice by lightning, so I would say yes.
Okay, all right. Well, Virginia man wins a second $100,000 lottery jackpot with the same numbers.
Wow.
That's amazing. Okay. 16 months apart. That would be Bobby Johnson of Chesapeake told the Virginia lottery officials he was stunned to discover he had matched all five numbers on June 22nd, the cash five, with easy match drawing just 16 months after he had won the same amount from the same game. He said, "I was so happy." Yes, I would be happy just winning the one. But he bought his ticket at a 7-Eleven store in Chesapeake. And just so you know, these are the numbers. Not that it could strike three times, but it was 1, 2, 20, 25, and 27. And, you know, what do you do? I think you probably bank that money or
why would
pay
you
off
keep,
the loan.
That's interesting that they get playing the same numbers.
Well, I had a buddy who played the underground lottery. I didn't know about the underground lottery.
What does that even mean?
They use the same numbers that you see on TV, but it's an underground lottery. You could bet as little as a dime. Now, this is 20 years ago, so the statute of limitations have run its course.
I was like, that doesn't sound legal.
He played the same three numbers, and without mentioning his name, he said he had a dream once about a train that was coming to him, and it was a recurring dream, and the train was the 901.
Okay.
And he would play the 901 number.
And did he win?
He would win occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he played that same number all the time.
He played that same number all the time.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Well, a man convicted of shooting his estranged girlfriend in the face is going to stay behind bars. Donnie Beverly was up for geriatric parole in June, and his victim, Stacy Bartlett, says she was just notified July 26th, yesterday, that his parole was denied. At the time of the shooting, he was out of jail on parole. Beverly was also convicted of murdering three of his family members in Amherst County in 1978. Lynchburg Commonwealth's attorney Bethany Harrison was concerned that the parole board would release him early again. She said, given what the Virginia Parole Board has done over the past year and a half, it's hard to predict who they will release on parole and who they will keep incarcerated. And she's referring, of course, to the roughly 329 inmates granted early parole by the parole board last year, some of them being convicted murderers. Beverly will be eligible for parole again next year.
Liberty Athletics and ESPN reached a 5-year extension for the exclusive media rights to Liberty's home football games, which begins this season and runs through 2025. The new agreement ensures that all Liberty home football games will air on ESPN, and it also guarantees that one game each year will air on an ESPN linear network. And the football season begins with home games against Campbell September 4th and Old Dominion September 18th, which will air on ESPN3, and matchups against Middle Tennessee, which will take place October 9th, and UMass October 20th, Louisiana November 20th, and Army November 27th at Williams Stadium. And they're expecting full capacity at the stadium this year, which will be a nice switch up from last year when the student section looked very depleted because no one was allowed in, basically. Yeah. So.
Right.
I have some tickets this year. This is the first time I ever I bought tickets.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine joined the club so I could get a discount. Thank you. So gonna be attending some Liberty games. I would catch one a year on average. Mm-hmm. But this year, I don't think I'll make all the home games, but I'm going to make a majority of them. So
that's
pretty
good.
Excited about that.
Good stuff.
So
congratulations.
We do have a winner?
Yeah, Jamie Mays was our winner. She knew that the answer to our trivia question about the Olympics was B.
B, 776.
Yep, that's when the Olympics started.
Okay.
Or that's what it what's credited to, to starting.
Yep.
So we'll have another chance for you to play along and win the workshop for Oshun Organics. They're at the Lynchburg Community Market downtown, and they have all kinds of organic lotions and body lotions and things.
Give away a pair of those tomorrow so two people could go.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right. So we believe in having conversations. That's what we try to do here on The Morning Jam with each other, with you, our listeners. Sometimes it's via text. Sometimes it's actually on the phone when you call in at 434-534-8500 or toll-free anywhere, 866-916-3776. And we play some provoking audio to get you thinking, because not to make you mad, but to make you aware of some of the things that are going on. Janet and I have talked a lot about, you know, some of the silliness that we believe is being propagated through our educational system instead of, you know, teaching the basics like reading and math. Mark Stein's going to tell us, Janet, here about the foil of where we go with our education and how China is kicking our tails.
But wherever you turn in American life, all the guys running everything, the CEOs, the university presidents, the studio heads, are all Samoan and Palauan. Social justice warriors, instead of complaining about microaggressions, should be complaining about Micronesian aggressions. I said back in the real world, but in the real world, that's to say the rest of the planet, education isn't supposed to be about raising already excessively high levels of self-esteem to nuclear strength, but about boring stuff like arithmetic, literature, physics. How are we doing there? According to the OECD in math, China is number one. Wow, there's a surprise. China number one. And America, let me see here, Estonia, Slovenia, Slovakia, can you scroll it down a bit? Oh, here we are, number 37, the United States, just ahead of basket case Belarus. Maybe all the upscale white liberals in Dallas should just agree to send their kids to schools in Belarus. Same results, but a lot cheaper, even with the cost of the plane tickets. To go back to those government statistics, 43% of Pacific Islanders, 41% of whites, 37% of blacks are in college. Those numbers are all way too high because most of those quote-unquote students are not learning anything worth knowing. So staying in school till grade 28, grade 37 is a waste of life. Each year, China graduates getting close to 10 times more STEM students than America does, because STEM is difficult, and doing classics at Princeton, where you no longer need to know Latin and Greek, or English at Yale, where you no longer need to know Shakespeare, isn't difficult at all. Chinese educators think math is important. American educators think math is racist. It's not hard to see where this ends.
We've talked about it. Instead of teaching the things that actually get you jobs and get you moving in the world and become successful in business, STEM, which I just learned because I guess I goofed off that day. It means what, Kaylee?
Science, technology, I believe, engineering and math.
Right. Yeah.
And that the foreign students excel at those areas. And that means they're going to get the good jobs. That's why, you know, the influx, and they are well-educated folks that are Indian that come into our country and get some of these jobs, because they take...
Yeah, but here's the problem. We have an entire, not an entire country, but we have an increasing number of people in this country who want the STEM jobs without doing the STEM work.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So one of the things that we're seeing right now, and it's fascinating, because depending on what article you read, you have American workers are taking back their power.
Oh, really?
By quitting in mass. I mean, we're seeing this across the country. People in fast food places, people like, you know, Dollar General, and some of these viral photos that we're seeing. It's like, you know, we all quit. We've seen it at,
where are they going,
at Wendy's. They're living off. They're going to get their unemployment.
Right. That's taking back the power. I mean, that's just
what
crazy.
That's what they're calling it.
Right.
So we're seeing this Across and John. Okay, so we all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience. Disgruntled employees posted in giant letters on a sign outside of Burger King in Lincoln, Nebraska, earlier this month. Almost the entire crew and managers walked out until further notice. Chipotle workers wrote in Philadelphia on a sign posted on the glass doors of their restaurants. Remember when y'all told fast food workers their jobs were for teenagers, and if they wanted a job with livable wages, they should quit and work someplace else? Welcome to the revolution. We all quit, close. That's a Wendy's there.
Right.
In Elliott, Maine, a Dollar General store. Workers walked off the job on Sunday and Monday, leaving signs on the window telling the public the company's disrespectful treatment and low wages were to blame. Closed indefinitely because Dollar General doesn't pay a living wage or treat their employees with respect. Now, we are all reaping what, if you listened to me in talk radio 5 years ago, mm-hmm. we talked about this on the air. Okay. When you have representatives from the government saying that $15 should be the absolute minimum wage, and anything less than that, then you're slave labor.
Right.
I mean that's been pushed for a decade at this point. And this is where we are. If you tell that tale long enough, people will start believing mm-hmm. it. And so you've got two things going on. You've got people who are making below $15 saying, oh, I'm practically slave labor. Mm-hmm. And then you have people who are making $15 an hour feeling pretty good about it and have been working for years in an industry going, all of a sudden, I'm working for minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's unhappy.
Right.
And then the cost is just increasingly going up on everything.
Sure.
Because you can't pay more and then keep prices the same. Yeah. And I mean, it's basic economics.
Oh, it's math.
And nobody
math sees, doesn't lie. It's racist, but it doesn't lie.
But then that's why we're not teaching math in schools anymore. Right. So they don't get it because, and it's just, it's crazy.
I think it's if we didn't have the internet and these things wouldn't go viral. I think it's part of a fad, too. There's a fad part of this is that attached to it. Yeah, I was part of that crew. I was part of the quitting crew over there at that Burger King.
Yeah, okay.
You know, woo, wow, yeah. Touch you. Let me give you a gold medal.
I hope we have a lot of teenage kids that are going to step up and do those jobs. I mean, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And they are meant for that kind of... That's who's meant to be in those. They call them starter jobs for a reason.
Right, exactly.
It's a starter job.
My son worked at McDonald's.
I worked at Tasty Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work at a fast food restaurant?
No.
Everybody should have to.
I worked in a restaurant.
Okay, same thing. Not the same thing, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the Olympic world, just breaking news right now. Most of the Olympic world will be happy. Simone is out due to an injury. She's been injured.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. You've just leveled the playing field by her getting injured. We had that story yesterday.
No, that's a shame.
That they were telling her.
What happened?
I don't know. It's
she's not getting credited with the work she's doing anyway.
Mm-hmm, right.
So she probably. It's just a shame. This is probably her last Olympics. It's a shame that mm-hmm. it's going down that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking into the story. It's very vague, unfortunately.
All right, well, we'll look at that story, and then when we come back, maybe we can expand on that.
During her vault, vault, it does say that much, and during the vault competition. So, yeah, that's a sad story, really, to report. But we'll be back. It is 7:50 on a Tuesday.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
I wonder why. Maybe it's the all-wheel drive system, or maybe it's the great safety features, or I know, it's the reliability. You know, it could be the 0% financing available, or I bet it's the Terry promise, the lifetime powertrain warranty. I wonder why all these people are buying new Subarus from Terry Subaru. I guess it could be any of these great reasons, but I have a suggestion. When you're in the market for your next new car, why not come to Terry Subaru and see for yourself? Terry Subaru in Lynchburg. You'll love our cars.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
A clean look.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to have at your house, don't you, Janet?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We recently, you've already met this gentleman.
You're talking about our new sponsor.
Our new sponsor,
back
yeah.
Here with us on the Morning Jam.
Executive yeah. Maintenance. We had the chance to talk to
Steve
right?
Roberts.
Yeah, got to meet him. It was just delightful. And he's come on board with the station and with us. And we're so excited. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, because you've actually used Steve on more than a couple of occasions.
I have known Executive Maintenance for over 20 years. I'm the mom of three kids.
Right.
And when you've got, especially three little kids, you need to have the number on direct dial for
you
executive
have an occasional disaster.
Well, I mean, look, for me, my early relationship with Steve was about carpet cleaning and upholstery. I mean, he literally saved a brand new sofa for me. Saved it. I'd spent all this money on a sofa and my two-year-old managed to destroy it, and it wasn't his fault. He didn't feel well, and I called Steve in, and he literally saved that upholstered furniture for me. And he would say, okay, while I'm here, do you want me to do this? And the prices were fantastic. He made my furniture look like it was brand new. Same thing with the carpet. He
sure.
would come in and do the carpet, and whatever it is, magic that he does, the carpet was practically dry when he left. The machinery, the way he used it, and it always just looked so good. I always had that kind of relationship with him, especially when my children were younger. Executive Maintenance is just a phone call away, 434-610-1634.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll free, 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
Sometimes I do cry. I'm that sensitive guy. After my heart surgery, I think they wired things up backwards or something.
You're being very generous referring to yourself as a grown man. But Chris, it depends on the day. Sometimes our inner 12-year-old
comes out.
Jumps out,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it really does.
Can't help it. Mm-hmm. Just the way it is.
So you had a disturbing story you were sharing with us. You want to share that? What happened up in New York?
New York City police are releasing some new footage. A 68-year-old man hospitalized with a broken nose and wrist after a robbery happened in broad daylight.
Okay.
Brutally beaten. A new video is showing two black men walking through a subway turnstile. So they've got really good photos of them.
Right.
One is pushing a city bike. One of the city's, city bikes. Pretty easy to spot.
Right.
They reported that on Saturday around 9 a.m., a 68-year-old man was hospitalized with a broken nose and wrist. All of it captured on video, as there's a lot of, cameras there.
Sure.
In that area. And they basically beat him up, took his property, and moved on.
Man.
Police told the station the victim had first been approached by a man riding a city bike who demanded valuables. The victim resisted, and that led to the attack.
Wow.
You know what, folks? Give your... It's just stuff.
Yeah. It's not worth...
It's not worth getting... But I get it. People are tired of being bullied.
Sure.
You get to a point where it's like enough already. So they've released that. We have city after city just trying to decriminalize criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why anybody would be surprised by seeing this. Yeah. I mean, they're basically saying, well, if you steal anything under $1,000, we're not going to come after you.
Right. No wonder crime's down. Yeah. We had that last week.
Yeah. Biden says crime is down. Mm-hmm. Well, it is down if you're not calling it crime anymore. Right. Sin is also down. This just in.
Oh, well, this just in.
We don't call sin sin anymore.
Nope.
So there's a whole lot less to confess to the old priest.
Yeah, he said, you just go into the confessional and you're just silent.
Oh, I'm all good. I'm good.
I'm good.
That's right.
Okay.
I don't understand. Hey, Al Sharpton's back in the news.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
His 2004 presidential campaign still
owes money, right?
Still owes $925,000 in debt.
Yeah, it wasn't 925. I knew you were going to say 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
I just, yeah.
Yeah, that includes a $208,000 penalty to the FEC for accepting prohibited contributions.
Oh, so he took money he wasn't even supposed to take.
Correct.
So he got fined for that.
Right.
But he kept the money and didn't, you know.
Right. Now let's talk about how much tax he owes.
Oh, yeah. He's an evader.
And yet he's a pinnacle.
Oh, and he's on MSNBC all the time.
Sure.
I mean, he has a show.
He's going to come up there.
He's one of the commentators.
Tell people how to live their lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently he still owes nearly $1 million 17 years after he lost the Democratic primary race.
Does that accrue interest or anything?
Let's look and see.
I'm just curious what
let's see.
It might be because...
According to the Federal Elections Commission records,
right.
By the end of 2004, Sharpton's campaign owed $567,000, mm-hmm. only okay. for that number to skyrocket years later.
Yeah, it's almost
when
double.
They reached a settlement agreement with his campaign.
Wow.
Yeah. And the treasurer and Sharpton's National Action Network.
Oh, yes, that is his slush fund.
Apparently, the action is just not paying your bills. That's our biggest action that we have there. Wow. In addition to the $208,000 penalty, the settlement agreement calls for Sharpton's campaign to reimburse the National Action Network for $181,115 or pay the National Treasury Department.
Okay, wait a minute now, Janet. When you and I have an outstanding debt, they can put a lien, or what is it called?
Garnish.
A garnish on your wages.
Sure.
Why aren't they garnishing his wages over there at MSNBC?
I don't know.
Yeah, that could be done.
Sharpton, who now hosts a show on MSNBC, told the New York Post in February that he wants to make sure the debt is paid off.
Yeah, that's why he
says, quote, I'm willing to work out a settlement for all claims and my money to the degree that mm-hmm. I'm allowed and will raise money directly, even if I'm not legally liable for it. I'm okay. certainly morally responsible.
Oh, no doubt.
Indeed,
well, he is
you
a reverend.
Are.
He's well, a reverend, right?
That's right.
Last time I checked.
Yeah.
Reverend now.
Uh-huh. So you might want to get on that, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, he's no spring chicken.
Money.
He
no.
should start paying on that now.
Can't they garnish his wages from MSNBC?
I would
I'm
think.
Pretty sure they
yeah,
can.
They could.
I mean, what are you getting paid there, buddy?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he's getting a decent salary.
Right. Yeah. I mean, $1 million, that's...
Oh, that should be doable for him, I would think.
It's not quite $1 million.
Well, it's almost $1 million.
$925,000.
We should maybe see if we can find out what he makes for MSNBC, the salary being available. Or find out his net worth.
I bet the FEC knows.
Oh, you know they know.
What he's making. Oh, Reverend Al.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're getting the...
Not
from Mama Janet. That's not
naughty.
Good. That's not good. It's almost 8 o'clock.
I'm
CBS
pretty sure he doesn't care.
He doesn't. CBS News is coming up next. Then another hour of the Morning Jam. We look forward to seeing you on the other side.